This is what Holy Scripture says. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
The text that was already read for us this morning, and maybe going a little bit into chapter 7. Every project has a moment of completion. The ribbon is cut. We're going to be cutting the ribbon here in just a little bit. The final nail is driven. The paint dries. The lights are turned on. And everyone breathes a sigh of relief. I read of a pastor who said the most spiritual prayer a man can pray after a project is finished is, "Thank God it's over." And that's where we're at. But here's the truth, folks. So powerful. Make sure you catch this. When God completes a great work through his people, it's not simply about siding and carpet, paint and drywall, or miles of wire. It's about hearts. It's about lives. It's about worship. Today, as we stand in this beautifully renewed church auditorium, we stand shoulder to shoulder with Nehemiah and the people of Jerusalem. They too had reached a moment when the work was done, the wall was finished, but God wasn't finished with them. Look at our text, Nehemiah 6, 15 to 16. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And when the enemies, when all our enemies heard of it, and the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem. I love how that's put, fell greatly in their own esteem. For they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. I'm going to make four quick points for us this morning. The first is this. The work was completed against all odds. Look at verse 15. Nehemiah tells us that the wall was completed in just 52 days. That's astonishing. It has taken us 14 months to complete this project. We blame it on Detmar Builders. They were just, no. And there's still maybe just a few things left. But imagine an entire defensive wall built around the city of Jerusalem in 52 days, less than 2 months, with hostile neighbors standing there breathing threats, with limited resources. And in fact, the work was all done by ordinary people, not these professional contractors that we have around here. They're doing the work themselves. And to my knowledge, in the 14 months that it took for us to complete this, none of our neighbors have complained about what's going on around here, and none of them have showed up with swords. Okay, maybe that one guy, but here's a key point, a key truth for us to hang on to this morning. What seemed impossible was accomplished because God's hand was on his people. Doesn't it sound familiar? Restoration projects are rarely smooth, and ours is no exception. There have been disagreements and hurt feelings. Our budget has been stretched. We have had to deal with a delay in supplies, volunteers getting tired, and critics complaining. And yet, look around you. Here we are, celebrating the completion. Against all odds, God carried this church project through to completion. Oh, praise the Lord with me this morning. Secondly, the enemies had to admit that God did it. When the wall was finished, Nehemiah says the surrounding nations fell in their own esteem. Again, I love how they put that. All these surrounding nations thought they were something. They thought they were all that in a box of chocolates. And when God stepped in and did this thing, they fell in their own esteem. In other words, the critics, the mockers, the enemies were silenced. The verse tells us, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. And this wasn't all about good leadership or hard work or a lucky break. This was God's doing, as we can say about our project as well. Another key point, the completion of God's work leaves no doubt about his power. My prayer, when our community sees this renovated building, my prayer is they don't just say, wow, they've got a really nice facility. My prayer is that they may say clearly, God is doing something at that church. That's what it should be. This isn't about showing off our craftsmanship. It's about displaying God's glory. And it must always, always be so. Number three, the work was finished, but the mission wasn't. Look at chapter 7, verse 1. Nehemiah didn't stop when the wall was finished. He didn't throw a big party, cut the ribbon, and then retire and sit sipping iced tea in his recliner. As attractive as that may sound right now. No. Look what verse 1 says. He set gatekeepers and singers and Levites in place. Why would he do that? Listen, here's why he did that. His goal was never just about safety. It was about worship. The wall was a means to an end, the revival of God's people. So we must remember, God's work doesn't end with construction. It begins with consecration. This building project, this building renovation that we have just completed, isn't the finish line. It's the starting block. God did not bring us this far so we could sit in our comfortable chairs and admire the fresh paint and the new ceiling fans and what nice carpet. He renewed this place so that he could renew us, so that worship could be richer, so that discipleship could be deeper, and so that outreach could be bolder. That's why he's done what he's done here. Jump down to verse 5. Then my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy, and we'll stop right there. Here's my final point for this morning. The people needed to reorganize for the future. Nehemiah knew several things about what they were going to be facing in the future, but here's the thing for us to understand. He knew that the future would require structure. He knew that it would require leadership and planning. God's work is never random. It is ordered, it is intentional, and it is forward-looking. The key point for this, when God completes a work, he is also preparing his people for the next step. When God completes a work, he's always preparing his people for the next step. As a church, the question for us this morning is not, look at what we did. How did we do? Are the boards all nailed up correctly? Is the siding going to fall off of this building in a big windstorm? Those are not the questions for us. The questions for us this morning, as joyful as we are for how this building has been renovated and the great work that it took to do that, the question for us this morning must be, what is God preparing for us? What is the next step? This building isn't an end to itself. It's a launching pad for future ministry. And we must make sure as a church that that's exactly what happens. You know what happens when you move into a new house? For about 2 weeks, everything is spotless. And then life happens. And the kids track in mud. And the dishes pile up. And somehow that laundry sneaks back into the corners. The house wasn't built to stay empty and perfect. It was built to be lived in. And in the same way, this church wasn't renovated to stay pristine. It was renovated to be used. We're going to get dirt on the walls and stains on the carpet, and that's okay because it means ministry is happening. When engineers complete a bridge, they don't stand out in the middle of the bridge and say, look at our nice bridge. Isn't this a wonderful bridge? I remember putting in this, and I remember it was my idea to add that. They don't stand there and do that. They open a bridge and let people cross over it to get where they're supposed to be going. And this building is a bridge for us. We've got to use it for worship. We've got to use it for discipleship. We've got to use it for outreach. So let me suggest your life response this morning. What do we take away from this today? First, celebrate God's faithfulness in completing the project. Look what God has done. This is amazing. We have a beautiful church inside and out. And that's because God has done it. And that leads to our second point, which is recognize the glory belongs to Him, not to us. Yes, we'll recognize those who were significant, and you all played a significant part in what happened here, even like we said before, through your giving. But let's make sure that at the end of this, we don't all sit back and break our arms patting ourselves on the back. God did this. God gets the glory. God accomplished something phenomenal on this corner in Chesterton, Indiana, and we must not forget that. And then thirdly, we need to dedicate ourselves afresh to the mission, making disciples, worshiping in spirit and truth, and reaching the lost. Nehemiah's story reminds us that the work is finished, but God's not done. He has more people to reach. He has more lives to change. He has more disciples that he wants to make. So today, let's thank God for what he's done. Let's dedicate this space to his glory, and then let's recommit ourselves to his mission. And here's the mission to which we are committing ourselves today: connecting hearts with the Word of God, with the truth of God's Word. That's what it is. The wall is complete. The church is renewed. Now, may God renew us to doing what we are supposed to be doing. Would you join me for prayer? Father, thank you for your faithfulness. We see it all around us. We walk on it. We feel it in this building. Thank you for your faithfulness. You've carried us through this project. You have provided exactly what we have needed, and now you have brought us to this day of celebration. Lord, thank you. This is really great. But thank you even more, Lord, that we know you're not finished with us. Use this space for your glory. May it be filled with worship and filled with prayer and filled with fellowship and the proclamation of your word. May this place be used to connect hearts to the truth of the word of God. And may we, like the people in Nehemiah's time, may we move forward with courage and dedication. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Opening the Bible, and I am Bob, one of the elders here at the Open Bible Church. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. And while you are there, hit the like button. And maybe even a comment. Opening the Bible is a podcast from the Open Bible Church, Chesterton, Indiana.